Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, January 17th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and issues faced by foreigners in South Africa.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Ministry of Health reports that 4 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 144 tested positive for COVID-19. More than 5,240 people have succumbed to COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that over 4.2 million Zimbabweans have so far received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and at least 3.2 million their second dose.
And coming back here to the United States, today is Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The United States marks the birthday of a civil rights icon as voting rights and racial justice remain central to the country's politics.
And Zimbabweans are living in fear in South Africa after some of them were forcibly removed from marketplaces and rented houses by an organization calling itself South Africa First.
And in soccer, Zimbabwe will be clashing with Guinea tomorrow in the Africa Cup of Nations. The Warriors are already out of the tournament after falling to Senegal and Malawi in 2 previous games.
Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngeCOVID-19 kube sokubuya ke kunoko kubhekane labantu kwele South Africa njalo sikhumbule losuku lweMartin Luther King Jr. Day khonapha ke kwele Melika. Siphinde njalo ke siqale ke ngithi siqale ngeCOVID-19. Uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-4 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo, kwathi abayi-5,000 singathi ke abayi-144 bahlolwe batholakala belomkhuhlane lo. Uhlangothi lolu lubika ukuthi kusukela nyakenye sokula bantu 5,247 asebabulawa i-COVID-19. Kwathi ke abahlolwa batholakala belomkhuhlane lo bayi-226,078. Asebaphepha COVID-19 i-207,102,000. So kukhanya uyakumemetheka sibili umkhuhlane lo. Asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yokuqala bayi-4.2 million. Asebehlatshwe isibili bayi-3.2 million. Ye, ngasi sikhangela ke okwenzakala kule Melika. Lamhlanje usuku olukhulu kakhulu. Siyawazi ukuthi kubizwa kuthiwa Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So Martin Luther King yayindoda yamadoda sibili ngoba wayengumuntu wayelwela ilungelo likaZulu. Njalo elwisana lokuthi abantu abamnyama kumbe ngithi abantu abansundu bevote. So ngasi sikhangela khona manje. Kanye ngazani ke ukuvota sokungani kuyahlupha kule Melika. Sikhuluma nje ama Republicans wanazama ukuthi avimbe ukuthi abantu abasuntu bevote, kodwa ama-Democrats ahambisana lakhonokhu kuze ukuthi abantu begcine bevota ngonanzelelo. Njalo imfanelo yabo ukuba bevote elizweni leli. So nxa sizingena kokunye njalo kule South Africa, abantu badudulwa khona ngale ke sizokuthiwa bayaxotshwa emikambo, bayaxotshwa endaweni ezitshiyeneyo, bexotshwa ke ngabakulihlanganiso okuthiwa yi-South Africa First. Kukhanya sekuhlupha sibili ungani kuyakhathaza ngwana basafunakali kule South Africa. Abanye bakhitshwa lezindlini umuntu ezihlalele ezokuthiwa aphuma uhambe. So khonokho ke kuyabakhathaza abantu. Ye, nxa sisikhangela njalo emdlalweni wenguqu ele Zimbabwe linqikelana ke eleGuinea kusasa. Siyakhumbula ukuthi eleGuinea phela kube ngathi ke le Zimbabwe lishaywe yiMalawi. Malawi ishaye iZimbabwe yalahle phansi. Sibonile khonale 2-1. So abanye bathi kuyafana nokuthi ke imbuzi ilume umuntu. So kumbe ngithi imvu ilume umuntu. So kuzima singazi ukuthi kusasa kuhamba njani Zimbabwe versus Guinea. Guinea iqinile phela okunye okumangalisayo Marvelous. So kunjalo. Ya, kunjalo.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nemuswe mufuro kudai January 17. Nasi tichange tichitarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Uye zvakare tichitarisa zuva rekurangarirwa imomo muno muAmerica raDr. Martin Luther King raivo ivo murwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vatema imomo muno muAmerica. Saka nhasi vari kurangarirwa muno uyezve ndo vakakwanisa kuitira kuti vanhu vatema vawanikwewo vachibviswa panyaya dzerusarira ganda vachizowanikwawo vachibvumidzwa kuti vavhote. Aiwa, tombotarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19 pari zvino. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti pane vanhu 4 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda reCOVID-19 nezuro, uyezve vanhu 144 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vari positive kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Kubva denda iri ratanga munyika rawanikwa iro richiuraya vanhu vanosvika 5,240 munyika pari zvino. Tombotarisa vamwewo vawanikwa ivo vachidaiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 pari zvino. Vanhu vari kusvika 4.2 million. Kunyange zvazvo nyika yeZimbabwe iri kuti inofanira kubaya vanhu 10 million kuitira kuti nyika iwane iyo herd immunity. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tichiri kukurukura nazvo, asi tisingakanganwe kuti nhasi sezvo ratataura riya raMartin Luther King Jr. Izororo imomo nomuAmerica, asi tiri zvedu pabasa, sezvo basa rekutora nhau hapana zororo. Asi tinoona kuti vari kurangarirwa imomuno, uyezve tiri kuona vazhinji vachienda kunoona zvivakwa zvavo zviri muno muWashington zvakaiswa izvo kuvarangarira mabasa avakaita. Taona zvakare mutungamiri wenyika yemuno muAmerica vaJoe Biden nemudzimai wavo vachienda ikoko kuzvivakwa vachinoona, nekuti zviri padyo nemuzinda mukuru weWhite House imomuno. Totarisa zvakare nyaya iri kunetsa pari zvino, nyaya yezviri kuitika muSouth Africa, umo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kugara zvakabata izvo tingati matumbu mumaoko, uyezve vachityira upenyu hwavo, sezvo pane ipo rimwe bato kana kuti gungano riri kuzviti Zimbabwe South Africa First ririmo imomo muAmerica, ririmo muSouth Africa riri kuwanikwa iro richityisidzira vanhu zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nezvekune dzimwe nyika zviri imomo, vatingati vabva kure vese vari muSouth Africa, vachiti vari kuvabvisa panzvimbo dzavari kutengesera uyezve nekune dzimwe nzvimbo dzavari kugara. Saka tingati bato iri kana kuti organization iri kuzviti iyo South Africa First. Saka ndoimwe nyaya yatinayo, tisingakanganwe zvakare kuti mangwana chikwata chemaWarriors chichawanikwa icho chichitamba neGini mumakwikwi eAfrica Cup of Nations. Kunyange hazvo mutambo uyu taakungouti idead rubber yekuti vanofanira kungoutamba, asi takaona vachidyiwa chikwata chemaWarriors chichidyiwa icho neMalawi zvakakatyamadza uyezve zvikashungurudza zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvizhinji. Takaona vachidyiwa 2-1 pane mitambo yavakatamba wokupedzisira. Asi regai tenderere mberi nechirongwa chedu chanhasi, tine zvizhinji zvatinenge tiri kukurukura ipo pano.
Yes, I think we are going to receive a call right now from Busana Musontini. He is in USA. He is going to be talking about what is going on in terms of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I think we've got Mr. Antini on the line. Mr. Antini, welcome to the program, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. Antini?
Yes, I can hear you. Dube, how are you?
Oh, very fine. How are you? Welcome to our program.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to the viewers.
Thank you so much, and happy holiday.
Happy holiday to you, yes.
Yes, tell us a bit about the Martin Luther King Jr. Day, just briefly, and then we go into it fully.
So, Martin Luther King, you know, when you talk about MLK, he's one of the, few civil rights, fighters that helped the, many programs in the U.S., especially when you look at things like, voting and black people being able to vote and black people being able to accept certain jobs. When you look at the likes of Obama, I truly believe without Martin Luther King, with the, fight that he did, I don't think we could have had a black president. So he did a lot of things, for black people, people of color. Today we celebrate him, we celebrate his birthday, for all the good works that he did for us.
Yes, marvelous. Do you have a question?
Maybe just to, what can Zimbabwe also learn from what we're seeing happening here in America from the work that Dr. Martin Luther King did? Can Zimbabwe draw any lessons?
Oh, yeah, definitely. How are you, Dad? There is a lot that we can learn. I think we need to recognize our heroes, you know, have such special days. When you have a hero like Martin Luther King, he's celebrated. He'll be celebrated for many, many years to come. For me, I think what is important really is to make sure that the works of people like Martin Luther King, you know, are upheld into the future. So when I look at Zimbabwe, if I have to, you know, take this to Zimbabwe, I know that in Zimbabwe, you know, there was a liberation war. People went to war. People lost their lives. The core, you know, thing that they fought for was one man, one vote. But when you look at what's happening in Zimbabwe now, you know, that one man, one vote is no longer respected. So it is my hope that those that are in power in Zimbabwe can respect people's rights, human rights, and also when it comes to elections, that they respect the one man, one vote.
Yeah, masikhangeleke usuku lolu lwe Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Singathi-ke isusa sangikhona singaphi njalo ukubona njani kulezi suku siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abalwela ukuthi bavote labanye abavimbayo ukuthi akumelanga abanye abantu bevote. So ukubona njani khona kuba
yeah, njengosike satsho phambilini ukuthi uMartin Luther King walwela ama-rights abantu entweni eziningi ikakhulu indaba yamavoti. Siyazi ukuthi abantu abamnyama babengavunyeli ukuvota. So kodwa siyananzela ukuthi okwenzakalayo kwamanye ama-states ungakhangela kuma-southern states lapho labantu abamnyama khona kulabantu abazamayo ukusuppressa ivoti yabantu abamnyama kumbe ngithi abantu abakhanya bedubeka ngoba babona bengabantu abajale ukuvotela ama-democrat. So siyabona ama-republican kuma-state athize bayazama imizamo yonke ukuthi abantu abamnyama bengavoti. And lokhu bakwenza ngokutshintsha imithetho, asithi nxa kuwukuthi umuntu wake waphambanisa okomthetho, bafuna ukubathathela ilungelo lokuvota ngenxa yokuthi ake baphambanisa okomthetho. Ikakhulu siyazi ukuthi baningi abantu abamnyama abatholakala besemajele. So bathi sebephume emajele bengasavunyelwa ukuvota, yikho abakuzamayo kuma-states athize.
So now kungalungiswa njani konke lokhu? Siyabona ukuthi ama-democracy azama sibili ukulwisana lakho, kodwa azaphumelela yini? Kwabunjani?
Hayi, kumele abantu beqhubeke besilwa, kumele kube labanye abantu abazalwa ngoMartin Luther King. Akudingakali ukuthi ube umuntu omnyama, kodwa kumele kube labantu belikhiwa elizakulwa lilwela ukuthi lokhu uMartin Luther King wakulwelayo sakuphiwa kuyaqhubeka sikuthole. Kuzaba nzima ikakhulu ngakhalenta njabo Georgia, ngoba kwesi sikhathi nxa ukuthi kuyindawo ekhontrolwa yiwo ama-republican bazayenza intando yabo. Kodwa sithembeni ukuthi the federal level uBiden le-administration yakhe kumbe sithi Congress enxa bazafaka imithetho ethize ezakwenza ukuthi abantu behloniphe amavoti abantu.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. So looking at how things are happening right now in Zimbabwe, is there any equivalence on what Martin Luther King was doing here? In Zimbabwe, with what he did here in USA?
Yeah, I think I'll equate what Martin Luther King did to the liberation struggle. Like I said before, our fathers and our forefathers went to war to liberate us. I think at the core was making sure that we get that one man, one vote, that every person can choose who they want to lead. So I think you can draw a parallel there with what Martin Luther King was doing. He was fighting for many rights, not only, you know, elections. There were, women's rights and many other things. So I think definitely we can take a lesson from what Martin Luther King, and we can just put that in any environment, whether it is in Zimbabwe or elsewhere in Africa or the world. You can pretty much apply those things that Martin Luther King was fighting for.
Okay, so Marvelous, go ahead.
Apo tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vantini vari kutaura ivo vachitaura pamusoro pemabasa akabatwa nava Martin Luther King. Vachiti mabasa aya tinogona kuaonawo kune vamwe varwi verusununguko vemunyika yeZimbabwe vakawanikwawo vachirwira muhondo yerusununguko, asi shuviro yavo ndeyekuti tione vamwewo vanhu vakawanda vasati vakuwanikwa ivo vachipiwa riremekedzo remabasa avakaita nehurumende munguva inotevera. Vari kutaura ivo kuti vaMartin Luther King vakawanikwa ivo vachibata mabasa ekuhwira kodzero dzevanhu, kwete vanhurume chete asi nekodzero dzevanhukadzi zvakare, kuti vanhukadzi vabvumidzwe kuvhota uyezve kuti vanhu vechitema vawanikwe ivo vachipiwawo mukana wekuti vasawanikwe vachiitwa zverusarura ruganda. Nekuti imo muno muAmerica manga mune rusarura ganda rwakawanda, vanhu vatema vasingakwanisi kuwanikwa ivo vachienda kunovhota munzvimbo dzimwe vasingabvumidzwe kuti vapinde. Saka Dr. Martin Luther King ndo zvimwe zvavakarwira, vakati dai kusina vanhu vakadai saMartin Luther King ari kutaurwa uyu, pasina utongi hwatakaona apo takaona muAmerica muchiwana imo muine mutungamiri wechitema vaBarack Obama munguva yatevera. Vanoti kupinda kwavaBarack Obama kunoratidza kuti mabasa akabatwa naVamartin Luther King akawanikwa iwo achizodyara zvakawanda imo muno, uyezve akasimbaradza vechitema kuti vawanikwawo vachiti tinozvigona vachizowanikwawo vachitora mabasa epamusoro.
Yes, Marvelous, I believe you had a discussion with Dr. Moses Lumano on MLK Day. So let's listen to the interview that we did.
Makadi kwa muri mese muri ye Zimbabwe. Zita rangu ndini Dr. Moses Lumano. Muzvina fundo pa Friends University kuwichita ku Kansas. Nasi kuno ku America I holiday inonzi Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I holiday inoitwa mukucherechedza ubasa wakaitwa na Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. ku America. Apo wairwira kodzero dzevanhu watema munyika yeAmerica wakanga vasingakwanisi ba kuti vavhote uye wakanga vachidzvinyirirwa neutongi hwevachena munyika yeAmerica. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wakashanda chaizvo kuti kodzero dzevanhu watema dzinge dzinosimudzirwa pamusoro chaizvo. Saka nhasi kuno kuAmerica vanhu vakazorora vachirangarira ubasa hwakaitwa na Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Isusu tinoongorora kuti ubasa hwakanaka hwakaitwa uhu hunotidzidzisawo sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, nekuti tinoziva kuti Zimbabwe yakanga iri pasi pewapambe pfumi wabvinyiriri wakanga wachinetsa vanhu vatema. Pari zvino tinoona kuti isusu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe uye nepasi rese reAfrica, vanhu vanofanira kuita kodzero dzavo dzekuvhota, kusarudza watungamiriri wavanoda zvisina babopoto, zvisina bakurwisana, zvisina bakupikisana, nekuti zvido zvevanhu ndo zvinofanira kuti zviitwe. Saka zvinotikosherawo isusu sevanhu vanobva kuAfrica kunyanyanya kuZimbabwe kudzidza zvakanaka zvakaitwa naDr. Martin Luther King Jr. Waisaita baiwo zvekurwisana kana zvekupikisana, waida kuti zvawaichemera zvinzwisisike.
Right, Marvelous, I think we've got Dr. Romano right now with us, so maybe you can add one or two words to what you are saying. Dr. Romano, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so it's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. What's your comment on that?
It's a very special holiday that we commemorate the act of non-violence that was promoted by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we get the lessons that through non-violence we can achieve sustainable peace and development world over.
So now, Marvelous, chip in.
I wonder, Farah, kuti makwanisa kuya pachirongwa. Dr. Rumano. Motsitsa nangurota atiri kunzwa mamuri kutaura mazwi akanaka chaizvo. Asi tika kunzwa kuti nyanya takatarisana nesarudzo dziri kuuya. Zvii zvingadzidzwe neZimbabwe?
Zimbabwe ine zvakawanda zvainodzidza kuti chikuru chezvese runyararo ndorunofanira kuti rwuremekedzwe. Kodzero dzevanhu dzinofanira kuti dziremekedzwe. Sarudzo ngadziitwe murunyararo. Vanhu vachisarudza wamiririri wavanoda kuti vafambire mberi nebasa rekusimudzira nyika yeZimbabwe. Zvichireva izvo kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvese zvinofanira kuti zvigofara munyika yavo kana munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Zvinokwanisika izvozvo chete kana vanhu vachinge vane kodzero dzekuti vanosarudza watungamiriri wavanoda pasina kumanikidzwa uye pasina kana kutsutsumwa kunenge kuripo.
Yes, go ahead, Marcus.
Maybe if you can give us that in English, what can be drawn from the recognition of Martin Luther King looking at the upcoming elections in Zimbabwe?
Yes, with the forthcoming elections penciled for next year in Zimbabwe, I would want to encourage all the citizens of Zimbabwe to go and register to be eligible voters. And I encourage all the stakeholders to make it possible for eligible Zimbabweans to cast their votes so that we have free and fair elections without any disputes that come from the process. A process of election, it is enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe that every Zimbabwe has a right to cast a vote and choose who they want to be their representative or their leaders, either in parliament or in government at large. So I would want to share this message to all Zimbabweans listening that it is our constitutional right to choose the leaders that we believe in, the leaders that share the aspirations and hope that can take Zimbabwe to the next higher level in terms of social, economic, and political development, which could bring in a lot of stability, and that could usher jobs and so many other developments across a variety of sectors in our nation.
Dr. Rumano, we know that today is a holiday day, but you're not only a professor, you're also a farmer. So are you tending to your farm? What happens during winter like this when you have a holiday like this here?
Yes. So right now, as I'm celebrating, I'm producing a lot of cornmeal in order to feed my fellow Zimbabweans across the United States. So as I'm speaking right now, I just decided to take a break from the warehouse, from the plant, because I feel it is important that we feed the people of Zimbabwe and other nationalities that enjoy our organic products.
Ndombotaura neshona tisati taenda kuna Gibbs kuti tinoona ehe muri muzvinafundo uyezve munotarisa zvepolitics, asi muri murimi mukurimomo pazuva rino raDr. Martin Luther King, tichiona kuti izuva rezororo, muri kuitei nenguva yenyu?
Tichipemberera Dr. Martin Luther King holiday kudai, taona zvakakodzera isusu weRuman Milling Company kuti tigadzire hupfu hwakawanda, nekuti tinoda kuti vanhu vafare pavanenge vachipemberera ubasa hukuru hwakaitwa naDr. Martin Luther King Jr. Naizvozvo isusuwo titori kushanda izvozvi kuti vanhu vakwanise kudya, nekuti kana vanhu vadya waguta, runyararo runokwanisika kuti rwuvepo, uye vanhu vanotanga kuzotaura nyaya dzakanaka dzebudiriro nekuti vanenge vasina banzara.
Now tell us, Dr. Rumano, how can Zimbabweans claim that right in terms of voting?
Well, Zimbabweans need to be encouraged to go and register to vote to begin with. And I hope that all Zimbabweans would go and cast their votes in a peaceful way, in a non-violent way, where there could be no cases of violence or intimidation. But Zimbabweans are encouraged to go and vote and choose who they want to be their leaders for the next tenure that will come after the election results have been announced.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's turn to Mr. Musani Musontini. So, Mr. Mdini, when we look at Martin Luther King, he was not only a fighter for racial and other issues, you know, for stopping racial segregation and other issues. He was also a minister of religion. So what was the impact of that in terms of communities? If ever there is a person who believes so much in religion coming to the people to talk about human rights and other issues, do we have some similarities back home in Zimbabwe?
To answer your question, straightforward, I would say no. You know, the gospel that is being taught by our clergymen back home is the gospel of prosperity. It is totally not what Martin Luther King stood for as a bishop. What we are seeing in Zimbabwe, we have prophets and bishops that sometimes you wonder they even believe in the Bible. I'll use, for instance, there is a young gentleman, I'm not going to say his name, who has a church in Maryland. If he's seen in Africa, he's, frequenting clubs and, drinking and doing many other things that are, not appropriate for a bishop. So that is totally the opposite of what Martin Luther King stood for. So I don't think I can compare. That doesn't mean that we don't have such, bishops and men of cloth. We do have them. But when you look in Zimbabwe, the ones that are prominent, the ones that are followed by people are definitely, preaching the gospel of prosperity. And sometimes we wonder where their gospel, comes from. Sometimes we don't even hear them reading a Bible in their churches, but they keep preaching prosperity and prophecies that, sometimes I wonder what they truly stand for.
Yes, qualifying as indebele ke ngamafutshane sibese siqeda isegment leyi esikhuluma ngakho ke uMartin Luther King Jr. bese singena kokunye. Yeah, ufake ngesintu ngamafutshane sibili kakhulu.
No, mina ngombono wami angimboni ngakhangela uMartin Luther King njengomuntu wengweBhayibhelini ngimkhompe lamaprofethi amaningi esiwabonayo eZimbabwe ngalezo nsuku abakhanya bembacambili. Kwesinye isikhathi bathola maklabhu bekholisa benatha, kwesi sikhathi bathole betshaya ama-prophecies. Kungani kuthiwa ama-prophet amaningi labobhishop abaningi ngalezo nsuku bakhuluma ngevangeli lenotho, abasakhulumi ngevangeli elakudala elinjengevangeli elalikhulunywa ngoMartin Luther King.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Let's bring in Dr. Moses Rumano just briefly, and then we turn into other issues. Quiet, marvelous.
Yes, Dr. Rumano, tochitaura edu mazvide ekupedzisira muchienda henyu kunoita basa renyu rekurima. Motipawo mazvide ekupedzisira takatarisa mabasa atikuona achibatwa nemamwe mafundisi munyika pari zvino tichikompea nezvatakaona zvichiitwa naDr. Martin Luther King. Nekuti mambotaura kuti vakange vari mufundisi weimwe chechi imomuno muAmerica.
Martin Luther King Jr. waikurudzira kuti zvizvarwa zvechitema zviwane kodzero dzekusarudza uye kuti wawewo vanhu vanopuwa kodzero dzavo. KuZimbabwe tinenge taakuona kuti vafundisi vako kana vaprofiti variko vanenge vari kuda kungotaura ivo kuti panapa tingaite sei kuti tibva tapfuma tibude nezvimwe apa kuti zvinenge zvinoda kuti varuda kutsvaga solution nekukasika nekukasika ipapo. Vamwe vacho vachiita zvemashura zvinozova zvinozopikisana nezvinenge zvakanyorwa mumagwaro eBhaibheri. Kurudziro yangu ndeyekuti vanenge vakasarudzwa kana kuti vanenge vakapikira kushandira Mwari, ubasa hwavo hunofanira kuva huchitaridzika zvakanaka uye vanhu vasinganyunyuteba nenyaya dzimwe dzatinozonzwa dzakawanda. Saka ndinongokurudzira kuti vanenge vasarudza kutungamira vanhu nezvechechi ngavamire pachokwadi uye vachitungamirirwa neBhaibheri kuti rinoti muupenyu hwevanhu vanenge vachinetseka, vachitambudzika, vanhu vanoda kuti vabatsirwe kuti vaone chiedza mukati menyika yeZimbabwe.
tochiti mazwi nyekupedzisira vanenge vachida kukuonai kana vachida kutengawo zvamuri kugadzira ikoko hupfu nezvimwewo vanokubata ipapi kana zororo rino raDr. Martin Luther King rapepa
vanenge vachida kutenga zvatinogadzira inova organic hatishandise mafertilizer iya inokonzera zvirwere vanotibata padande mutande kana pawebsite inoti www.redstarmaput.com pane maputi aripo akafanana nekumusha ane salt uye pane maputi mahoney flavored anobatsira pamaallergies uye pane hupfu huripo hwengwerewere nehupfu hwemugaiwa zvekare uye takawedzera roller meal yapo yekuti vanenge vachida chikafu chavanenge vachida vanokwanisa kutenga kudaro munguva pfupi iri kuteera kupera kwemwedzi uno tinenge taane high fiber inosanganisira iyo organic wheat inosanganisira iyo ngwerewere inosanganisira mugaiwa uye inosanganisira zvekare neinonzi spelt flower
unaona
vachida kuita utano hwakanaka.
Thank you. And finally, I think you are also a soccer fan, right?
Yes.
Zimbabwe Warriors versus Guinea tomorrow.
Yes.
And the previous games, what's your take?
Well, I predict that the Warriors are going to win this time. There is the hope that we can always make it. And I would want to encourage all the soccer fans, the listeners, and the players to have that determination and dedication that they can carry the Zimbabwean flag high and above.
So considering that Zimbabwe was beaten by Malawi, you know where Malawi is?
Yes.
You know Malawi, right?
Yes, sir.
So now, do you remember that Malawi was always on the receiving end when it comes to soccer, you know, versus Zimbabwe? But
yes,
this time around, Zimbabwe got hit, you know? What hit the Warriors? What happened?
My comment is a soccer ball is spherical. It is round, so it can roll either side.
So
we should not look down upon those teams or countries that did not perform well in the past. There's always room for change. There's always room for improvement. And I would want to encourage the Zimbabwean soccer players that go out, guys, there with all the skills and talents and know that we are behind you. There's hope. Continue to do well.
So I'll ask you to stay because we've got some people who are talking about soccer. Just hold on 1 second. Let me try to bring in somebody who talks about soccer and just listen very attentively what this gentleman is saying about soccer. So let's try to bring him. I think I've got him here. So just listen to this interview that was done by Ezra Chisaspanda. I think we've got two of these interviews. Here it comes.
Is there any... Prosper Chingara.
Prosper Chingara.
Yeah.
Hey, Mokaro.
Look at Abana Baba, my BC cottages.
Okay. Saka, okay, one of my warriors, a Chingo Roa, and Senegal, the Roa, the Karen, Nemalawi.
Nemalawi.
Who would it chin as well?
Ah, Pamalapa, Senegal, Kumanava Tambas Ranak. Gati Kochipa Akachinja, my players. And my players are Akachinja, Papa, Senegal, Akasiana, Malaw, Ona Kwang.
Chicha Kunzu. Tatsa with a basa kanarishi.
Aga kanga ni saiba aga kaska ku kuchinja system yake. Das na kuchinja pamwe takato wina ni mada.
Karo zino wakanda baru kuchema kuti aiwa ma Warriors kukona kwao bora. Kuna kuna ma players Dynamos ni Highlanders ni Cape United. Squad iriko mazuano hakuna kana player ma team ya matatu uri kuti chine zvose
ndruti kare kwa ni ma players e Dynamo Snelena ne Cape United pati pari zvino sezvo ari coach em platinum rangu no ma players akati wande ye platinum chirova kuti anenge ari kusara
pati sezvo aro hamuri chine zvose
Asi zvaro haindiri kuti ngapiwa another chance kuti asarudze ma best players vari kugona kutamba bhora ngoti vananyakamba vakakuvara pati vasarudze vamwe ave neselection iri nayo.
Saka iye vatsigiri vemutambo wenhabvu muri kuti chii kwavari because vanhu vakaanda vatorusa hope nezimbabwe nemawarriors muri kuti chii nezvo
hatingotarisirawo kuti at least pakangohwinawo paguinea apa at least zvinenge zviri nani tombomunupawo nguva mapesa.
So there you are, Dr. Romano. Let's start with Ntini. Ntini also loves soccer, you know. Ntini, go ahead. We had this gentleman talk about the Warriors, you know. What's your take?
Yeah, I wish the Warriors you know, could have done better, but unfortunately, I think the game that is they'll be playing, I don't know whether it's today or tomorrow, is really a consolation game. There's nothing that's going to come out of it. It's just a game for them to, you know, leave the tournament, hopefully, with a win. That is my hope. But I think when you look at, soccer in Zimbabwe, I think I was listening to, you know, someone that was, who mentioned that, one, you know, the average age for our players is around 31. So that shows that maybe we don't have, good development, programs. We should be able to have people that are 21 or even less representing the country. So, you know, we can only hope that they'll win the last game. For Zimbabwe to lose to Malawi, there are certain countries that growing up as a soccer fan, you know, there were countries like Malawi, Botswana, Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those were not countries to lose to. But that's where we are now. I think maybe we need to rebuild, start from scratch. Even if most part we need to take some time off from participating in these tournaments and try to build our program.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we can fix what's happening at Zifa, and then from there we can build a better program.
Yes, qhulufana ngasindebeleke amafutshane singakayi kuba uRuman.
No, mina umbono wami ngibona ngani igame esasele siyafisa ukuthi ama-Warriors bewine okwenzela ukuthi besuke kuleyi i-tournament belamandla ukuthi ama-tournament azayo enxele ngenza ngcono. Kodwa uma sikhangela iZimbabwe iluza ema-countries njengeMalawi, kwakungenzakali thina sakhula sathanda isoccer ukuthi ubone iZimbabwe iluza iboMalawi oMozambique oBotswana ama-country ayo mancane kakhulu esoccer. So lokhu yethusa ukubona isoccer yethu lokhu ingathi yadilika. But asithembeni ukuthi mhlawumbe nxa singathatha iminyaka engu-5 sishiyane lama-tournament sibuyeleni good drawing board sizama ukudevelopha i-program yethu kuhle kuhle mhlawumbe singaphenduka sibe le soccer ehloniphekayo.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. And Dr. Romano,
ndikandiende kuna Dr. Romano kuti imi munoona sei iro enyaya yenhabvu munyika.
Ya inini panhau yemutambo wenhabvuyu ndiri kuona kuti unofanira kukurudzirwa kubvira wana wachiri wadiki kubvira kuprimary wana wari kusekondari kana pane wanokwanisa kuti wanenge wane maskills nematalents anofanira kuti asimudzirwe maskills yayo nematalents kuita kuti tikwanise kuti wana wano kune wana wakawanda wane zvipo zvekutamba bhora. Chatinoda ndechekukurudzira wana ivavo uye nekuti tiwe neurongwa kana maprograms anobatsira wana wechidiki kuti watambe bhora wachizoziva kuti mukati mekutamba bhora rine upenyu hwekuti vanokwanisa kurarama vachingotamba bhora uye munyika yeZimbabwe. Saka ndinokurudzira kuti kune vana vachiri vechidiki vanofarira mutambo wenhabvu uye vanogona kubvira vari kuprimary, vari kusekondari, vari kumacolleges, vari kumauniversities, ngatirambe tichikurudzira vakomana ivava vanotamba bhora kuti vanyatsoramba kuti tivabatsire mune maskills awainawo iyayo kuti wasimuke pamberi wazomiririra nyika yeZimbabwe, kwete kuti tizongozikanwa nekuti tinenge tiri muswe. Aiwaka izvozvo kwete, ngatishandei nesimba.
Thank you very much. Here's another gentleman who talked about soccer today with Ezra Jesus Panda. There he comes.
Nizanumbani igama ngu Dominic Majula.
Matula. Eh, nansi yabafana beora zeZimbabwe sidliwe kuno AFCON.
Hayi doti lokhu. Lokhu vele le mara deli ba promise yona vele hayi. Ngona liyithathe line izibhedlela upgrade or something. Ngoba yi ama warriors angkhona vele akukind ukuthi ayenza. Eh, timu yebi.
Ucabangani ucanda ubakhethana ngokunganeni kulapho odlala ibhola?
Ah, vele ukukhethana ngezibongo. Ungakhangela le line up yakhona uzajota izibongo zemathebele lendini. Zilutshwana. Uvela ngazikho.
Kutsho ukuthi kulungiseka ukuthi nxa ubona ngani ungathiwa seze njani.
Ah.
Uyekele udlala ibhola umntu ukuthi wena.
Hayi, ibhola lavele kakuyekele.
Ngoba vele. Udlala ama-club kuphela.
Ngoba vele yidodi.
Eh.
Akudlala ama-club.
Eh. So wena njengomuntu ukuthi ungeZimbabwe nxa ubona siphomba udliwa nangabomalawe kanje kususa ubuhlungu lapho.
Kakhulu, hayi kakhulu.
Eh, wena udlala ibhola vele? Ukhanya ngomzimba ibhola, udlala ibhola?
Hayi, angidlali.
Azange ulidlale?
Ngangilidlale.
Usaphola liphi iqembu?
Yeah, indeed.
Akula player le ndawo national team?
Akula lutho. Akula. Le Dynamo yakhona kayikho.
Vele kawungakwenzakala ukuthi ungabe le Dynamo yale ndawo?
Hayi, ibhola lakhona kukhethwana ngeziphaka.
So uthatha sindawo ibhola le?
Akasindawo. Sikasindawo.
Wena ke sisungubani kamba?
Igama lami Caroline Moore.
Caroline Moore.
Eh.
Wenzani mbona use ground nebhora lapha mbe ya tennis ukwenzana?
Ah, mina lapha ngena ngumuntu othanda sport.
Okay.
Ngalo ngidlala ni tennis. Azosuka ngale sense yangena phakathi ebounce sebenza njengoweth.
Okay. So ubona ama Warriors eZimbabwe national team uthini ngama Warriors la?
Hey, ngibonile. But as such, I'm not going to go over the screen. You are allowing me to find the
problem is winning up on how can you?
I'm not going to go over the screen. I'm not
going to go over the screen. I'm not going to go
over the screen. I'm
not going to go over the screen. I'm not going to go over the screen. I'm not going to go over the screen. I'm not going to go over the
yakona ukuqhakathekile ukuthi kuhlanganiswa ama-players eHighland yaweDynamo kwenzethi bafundise nabafana abancane lapho ukuthi bathuve ngendlela omadinda ababeli bamba ngalo ibhora even lakudala
umadinda kade bazi osusukhona
hawa sisebe namuhla
yiniumadinda
sengikhona
yebo
um
okay nxa ukhangela ethini lani kafabish laleyo ibona njani
Nana yela yayisenza kahle sibili.
Kodwa ukukhumbela la lempela ngekukhumbela
ngakujola. Lapha ngani laba bafana ngani kwesinsikade bayi ethi sangazi kube sindlala
kombe. Kutshintsha coach zifa isaba sifuna ukukhipha bani.
Akutshintshi ucoach.
Ucoach wesehlile. Umbona ngani aba ucoach ongcono ngoku la.
Hayi, futhi nje ngibabona mina bedlala kangawo kakhulu
ngabafana
sela. Athi bathi ucoach yena fanele abavusi bafana enzani soku bangeqini lapha, qini lapha. Laba bafana abadle basuthu. Kodwa kulezi suku kuhlangene le yisu ukuthi bangayihlule ukusuthu.
Basuthu.
Basuthu abafana laba. Ahambe baye.
So nikhalela ukwenzana uyathi uzabo sebenza lapha ethengisa osabuyeli kusport.
Hayi, khathesi sport sesi fuqabanya abantwana ukuthi baphakame baye phambili.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Sibakhuthaza abantwana bethu bakube bezodlala la.
Hayi, siyabonga.
There you are, marvelous. You know, our sister here is talking about soccer as well. I know many Zimbabweans love soccer so much, you know. And when you listen to some of these sisters talking about soccer, they are very serious about what is going on in the country, you know, because people are thinking that things are going the wrong way. Now they are thinking of the Reinhard Fabisch times, you know, and all those kind of things. So people are not happy, marvelous, not happy at all, right?
Yeah. Tukona vazhinji variku taura vanga vakatarisira kuti dzimwe dzenguva Zimbabwe ingakunda Malawi asi sekutaura kwaita Dr. Moses Rumano kuti mubhora hauziye zvinoitika hautarisire chimwe chikwata pasi amino rikaitende kwavari vatipe mazuva rekupedzisira taura here
ya bhora mutambo unobatanidza vanhu wese wenyika Saka parizvi notinenge tinoona kuti vanhu vanenge vasisisina bakutarisira kupamusoro soro kuya. Ngatiti wanokwanisa wese kutamba bhora kubvira vanhu vari kuprimary, vanenge vari kusecondary, vari kumacollege, vari kumauniversity. Uye kana pane mapato ehurumende anotarisawo nezvemasports, ngaakwanisewo kubuda achienda kunze kunobatsira wana iwavo. Kana pane zvavanokwanisa kubatsira, nekuti mutambo uyu unopa kuti vanhu vabatane senyika, vanhu vagare vari pamwe chete, vanhu vachiwirirana uye vanhu vachiwaraidzwa zvekare. Kune vanhu vanenge vachikwanisa kutamba, zvinogona kuzovabatsira muupenyu, nekuti tinoonawo kune dzimwe nyika dzakabudirira. Vanotamba bhora ndozvinenge rabasa ravo iro. Saka kuZimbabwe tine wana wane matalents iyayo nemaskills. Zvinoda kuti tibatsirane nevana iwavo. Indoramba chingokurudzira chete kuti ngatitambei, ngatiwei nechinangwa chiri pamusoro-soro, nekuti senyika ndozvatinofanira kuita kuti kana masports tinobudirira tikashanda pamwe chetepo.
So where is the starting point now? Because Zimbabwe is going home after the game tomorrow. What should be done, Dr. Ruman?
Yeah, we need to go back to the drawing board. Find out where did we go wrong. What should be improved? I believe in continuous improvement. So what I encourage to all our soccer lovers out there, let's not lose hope. Let's go to the drawing board and find out how best can we help, how best can we improve our talents, especially the young upcoming soccer players. Let's provide the necessary support and encouragement, and let's provide opportunities so that they can see that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Thank you very much. Hold on 1 second. Let's get a soccer legend to talk about soccer. He's talking with Ezra Chesaspanda. Here they come.
The Zimbabwe Saints legend, Gweru United legend. He played for those clubs in the, by then Super League, then Premier League. And then he also went to coach Langisha Steel, working with Umandigora. They took Langisha Steel to the Premier League in Zimbabwe. Nobet Sebastian is still alive. He's a businessman in Bulawayo. What we witnessed at AFCON was shocking and very disappointing. What's your take?
Extremely shocking, yes. Yeah. You know, right now, I was looking at the average age of those players, you know. And secondly, you look at the fact that we don't have a player from Islanders. We don't have a player from Dynamos. You know, there's something wrong. Considering the amount of sponsorship that has been was injected, you know, to fund those boys.
Why is the average players of the national side now 31? Zimbabwe, we used to around 23, 24.
It's desperation. It's desperation. It's because of this lack of youth development program. Unless we get the Babas, you know, to you know, Islanders needs to duplicate, get another Baba. And
develop the youngsters.
Then we come up with the new Peter Ndlovu's, Ajit Sawu's, you know, all those young players, you know.
You are experienced like all other legends, because all the legends are saying exactly what you are saying. So what can be done to fix this? Because you don't have power to interfere. What do you think should be done?
Everything boils down to Zifa. Because you can't do anything without Zifa's authority in football. Who is it, Zifa?
Are you players, former players, consulted like what they do in Germany, England, to consult former players?
You can't be consulted with those people. Because once you start, they think you're interfering and you want to be the Zifa chairman. It's a problem already.
What is your friend to help?
What's your trying to help?
They say, I want to take my position.
Exactly.
So there's no way you can fix our football here.
It's a problem. Mm. It's a problem. You know, I've talked to my fellow friends, you know, Douglas Molloy's, you know, all those guys, you know, our friends, you know, they tried, you know, to try and come in and say, look, we want to put in former footballers. But it's a problem. It's a problem.
Football is run by people who never kicked the ball.
If you go to the elections for these posts, you know, the amount of chicaneries and whatnot that go on.
And then bribery and all that.
All those things, you know, then you say, do you want to be involved in that?
You know, those want to maintain your clean name.
Exactly.
So you went to Zimbabwe and you were listening all over the world, hearing from somebody who played football. What's your message to them? Well, Zimbabwe has lost hope now. I don't know what.
Lost hope, but I'll take you back a little bit, Ezra. Look at even now our former players, Omanu Dibango, Opasua, who are coaching outside Zimbabwe. They do well.
Meaning they're supported, the system supports them.
Exactly. So it's not really, you know, they can't blame what the ex-players want to come and do this and whatnot. They get fed up, they move, they do well outside.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir. Yes.
Now, Marvelous, I think we are hearing a certain kind of theme here from all these people. You know, people who are managing soccer in Zimbabwe, they are saying, no. That's where the problem is. You know, the way soccer is being run, it's all politics, according to them. So maybe we can bring in Mr. Ntini to analyze some of these things. Ntini?
Yes. I think for me, I truly didn't expect too much to come from, you know, the Warriors. And I say this because we don't have a single stadium that is FIFA approved. We have a FIFA that is pretty much being suspended. We have a coach that is not a permanent coach who just was brought in, you know, last minute. This coach never had enough time with the players. So when you look at all those things holistically, you cannot expect any manager to be able to deliver, to lead a team, especially when you look at the local players. You know, lucky enough, we have foreign players that are playing at a very high level under appropriate conditions. But when you look at local players, they are not practicing or even playing within proper fields on a day-to-day basis. So you can't expect such people to do well when they go to these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use an example. If someone was playing a Bukuin, you know, whether you are barefoot, and then all of a sudden you go to a stadium where Liverpool is playing, chances are you're not going to do too well because your feet are not even used to that type of environment. So I think we really need to look at the administration of the game of soccer. I agree with the other gentleman in Wichita that we really need to start from scratch, promote the local juniors so that these juniors of one day they will represent the Warrior.
Yes,
I think kutsho ngamafitshane ukuthi nxa ukhangela ama-players adlala kule Zimbabwe adlalela e-stadium ongantala ubhuqu. Njalo siyabona izifa eyiyo bakhokhelayo, izifa e-under suspension from iFIFA. Njalo siyabona ukhoach lo khona umuntu odotshwe ekucibeni engxevele kaholiswa ngendlela kumele imkhuthaza ukuthi alide i-team ngayo. Ama-players most probably avele athintiswanga izimali zabo eziqondileyo. So nxa sikhangela nje igame yeZimbabwe yesoccer, angiboni ukuthi ama-players adlalela kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi ungathi kudlalela ebhuqwini usuthathwa ukuthi uyodlalela ku-stadium FIFA approved. Ungeke wenza kuhle. Ngombono wami kumele silungise ama-fields ethu wenza ukuthi ama-players alokhali edlalele inguqu kuma-stadium alungileyo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Maybe let's have Dr. Romano. Go ahead, Mablas.
Dr. Romano, ini muri mudzidzisi pachikoro chikuru ikoko kuWichita. Asi zvinhu zvamungataurirawo vabereki nekuti vamwe vanotorambidza vana kuti ukatamba bhora waakuita zvechibenzi tingoita zvechikoro. Mungataura chii kuvabereki vanenge vane vana vane talenti yekutamba bhora?
Ndinoda kukurudzira vabereki wese vane vana vane zvipo zvekutamba bhora kuti vavakurudzire kuti vaende kunotamba bhora. Hazvina chakashata ba kuti vana vaende kunotamba bhora. Ndozvinopa kuti vakwanise kuzogara vachitaurana navamwe vanhu nyaya, vachikwanisa kunzwisisa kuti kana dai vanhu vakasiyana, zvinoreva kuti tese takangosikwa naMwari nemufananidzo waMwari. Saka zvinobatsira izvozvo kuti vana pavanokura wanokura vachinzwawo zvakasiyana pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu zvinokurudzirwa muupenyu uye ndokuti vanhu vakwanise kuzogarisana zvakanaka kune vanhu vamarudzi nemarudzi akasiyana kana vanhu vanobva kune nzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana kana dai vane ganda rakasiyana zvinobatsira kuti vana vakure wakagwinya uye vana vane kuona kunenge kuri pamusoro mune zvavanoita.
Thank you. Okay, maybe in English, I was just asking that you're a top professor here in the United States, but we see that when some young children want to actually, they have a talent, they want to play soccer, some of the parents say, no, this is not, I want you to be a doctor or a lawyer, you're going wayward. What's your take on that?
One thing about talent or talents is it is something that is universal. If a kid is talented in Matabeleland, North, South, in Mashonaland, East, West, Central, we just have to encourage those kids to go and play. It is the best way for young people to socialize and to appreciate diversity and celebrate diversity and God-given talents and skills. So I encourage parents who have kids who can play. Even those that are not very good at it, those that can cheer up, they should be encouraged to go and cheer up there so that they can exercise, they can have so many friends. And at the end of the day, that is what is encouraged world over for people from different creeds, races, faith, to get together and celebrate issues of diversity.
Now, Dr. Romano, there's something that I heard from most people here. They are saying the national squad is not a squad without Dimbare and Poso players. Why?
Well, I guess those could be their ideas, their opinions. But what I feel is wherever there's any talent that has been spotted, it means it can be recruited. Any soccer player from anywhere, as long as they have the skills, then it means they can represent the nation. Not specifically from two teams that are popular in Zimbabwe, we should be able to give room to young and up-growing talents so that they can be given the opportunity to shine and represent our country.
Right, Mr. Ntini, chip in there. So Dimbare and Poso players are not in. So people are saying, no, this is not a squad at all. It looks like a football kick around, you know?
No, I don't think that the national team should be picked, you know, just from the two biggest teams. It should be based on merit and talent. Even if someone doesn't even play at any of these clubs, if someone plays for a university, if someone plays for some high school and they are talented, they should be able to be put in and, you know, play in the national team. It should not be Highlanders and Dynamos affair at all.
Yeah, bakhuluma abantu ungathini ngakhona ukuthi bathi nxa ungela Boso kumbe ungela abantu ovela ku Dimbare asikho squad lokho.
Hayi, ngiyala lokho mina ngithi iqembu kumele libe liqembu elifakwa abantu abazi ukudlala. Ungadingeki ukuthi udlala lethi iqembu ngenzakala ukuthi umuntu use-high school, use-university. Siyazi ukuthi kulama amaZimbabweni esikhuluma kunjalo adlala isoccer lapha eMelika. Kumele bezame ukubadonsa bona bedlalele ama-Warriors. Bekhangele abantu ngendlela abadlala ngayo, hhayi ukuthi bavela kuliphi club. Ikakhulu ungalandela lokho ukuthi umuntu kumele vele ku-Highlanders and ku-Dynamos. Kulapho kusuka kube ne-corruption khona ngoba uyabe usulandela imali.
Thank you very much. And the final thing, yes or no, should the coach go? Should he be fired? Dr. Romano, should the coach go? Should he be fired? Reasons?
The coach should be retained because he now knows the weaknesses of the players. He should be given the opportunity, benefit of doubt for continuous improvement. I always believe in continuous improvement.
Thank you.
Each time that we hire and fire, then it means we have no track record.
Thank you so much. We thank Dr. Moses Romano. He is here in USA. We also wish to thank Mr. Busani Musontini. He's a Zimbabwean who lives in New York. And signing off is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe. And thanks so much to Ezra Chisa Spanda. with all the videos. Marvelous.
Yes, a special thank you to Dr. Moses Rumano, who is a professor at Wichita University in Kansas here in the United States, and he's also a master farmer.
Thank you. Thank you.